Okay, welcome everyone. I want to start out by taking some deep breaths. So, slow deep breaths into your belly, just stay relaxed and get comfortable. And breathe through your nose if you can. And as you breathe in and out, pay attention to your right nostril only. And then switch your attention over to your left nostril. And relax your body as you breathe. Try to lengthen your breath, but stay relaxed. And keep your attention on the left nostril as you breathe in. And then as you switch over, before you breathe out, switch your attention to the right nostril and breathe out. Then as you breathe in through the right nostril, switch over to the left at the top of your breath. Breathe out through the left. We're only switching our attention. It doesn't matter if the breath is following our attention or not. Just switching from the right to the left, and back to the right. And continue like this. And now place your attention on both nostrils at once. And just breathing, nothing more. Now everyone take a deep, deep breath and let all your tension out. So breathe out. One more deep breath. And all the tension out. One more deep breath. And now just rest. If there's any tension in your head, just release it as best you can. And if there's any tension in your neck or shoulders, just go ahead and release it as best you can. Any tension in your arms or hands, release that. Any tension in your chest or stomach area, go ahead and release that. Upper back or lower back, just release. Pelvis and upper legs, go ahead and let go. Lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes. Let go of any tension there. Now place your attention on the whole body at once. And just relax. Now place your attention in your chest area. See if there's an emotion there. Any kind of emotion, could be positive or negative. And if there is, could you just let that come up and be there? Even if it's just a sensation, can you just let that be there? Without trying to control it in any way. Without trying to push it away or pull it towards you or change it. Just letting it be as it is. just observing it. We're just observing it. See if you can feel the essence of that emotion or sensation. What is the essence of it? What is it made up of? Without trying to use your mind to figure it out, just feel the essence of it. Just be present with it. And if it wants to dissolve and release, just let it do that. Let go of your attention on that object and just relax and rest. Right now, in this moment, you don't have to do anything at all. You can just stop doing. And rest. You don't have to think about doing anything either. You can let that go. Any thoughts about what you need to do later or about what happened before this moment, you can let those go. Because right now you're not doing anything, including thinking about doing. So you can just let those go. And rest. Relax. As you are already. Just letting yourself be as you are. No need to try to see or feel anything. You can just let seeing happen. Just let feeling happen on its own. No need to try to control seeing or feeling. And if a thought comes up, that's perfectly fine. But you don't need to follow it. Just let it come and go as it wants to. And go back to just letting whatever happens, happen. Just allow the ease of basic space to be. Allow your awareness just to be aware. If you need to move or make adjustments, that's fine. Just make sure you're comfortable. And stay with your awareness. Notice that there's a stillness. Silence. When we cease all the doing, all the doership, when we stop wanting to get things done and accomplish everything, the mind comes still. Move from doingness into beingness. Into spacious awareness. Because the mind is not preoccupied with doing, we can become more familiar with the basic space that is the basis of everything. And that basic space is aware. It's not static. It is completely alive. And intelligent. Without thought. We are that aware basic space. That is the essence of everything. As we rest, without doing anything, we gain familiarity with this awareness. More and more. The more we rest with our attention inward, the more we recognize this aware basic space, the ground of being that is the basis for everything. to stay relaxed. And let everything happen on its own. As it wants to do. At your own pace. Begin to come back into the room. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And slowly open your eyes. Thank you all for coming. So nice to see everyone. If you are new here, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us briefly why you came tonight and what you expect to get out of this class or classes if you decide to stay?
Sure, I can start.
Okay.
Joe. I'm not sure whether it just happened spontaneously that I felt like coming.
Okay.
I've been missing a bit like meditating in the group. I've been thinking about that. And then I read your post and I read some stuff on your website and then I thought, ah, it feels nice.
Great.
So I'll come and try, but you know, out of curiosity.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's it really.
Okay.
No expectations.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks. Glad you're here.
You're looking at me. I feel like I'm not sure that anyone else is new, but I am. Hi, I'm Anna.
Anna, okay. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm here because this is my week without my kids, so I'm able to do stuff in the evening. And I read about this last week. I was like, I should probably go there on Tuesday. And then I randomly thought about it at 5:45. I was like, got in the car, drove there. And what caught me was when I was reading the description, I think Barbara highly recommended it. I was like, wow, must be good, that you wrote about how to, you'll discuss or you explain things, how do you bring your resonance into the world and keep in touch with your own resonance.
Right.
It's not really nice, so I guess if that's an expectation to learn about that,
okay.
I suppose so.
Right.
But just like Jill, I'm trying to turn the expectations.
Good, great. That's probably a good idea. Okay, thank you.
My name is Jolien. I read the post in the Benfighter group and I felt curiosity. And then I still felt it when it was time to leave. So I'm like, okay, I go. So actually really curious and open. I read the website. But not one specific thing, but just like, okay. A pool, so.
Okay,
that's
great.
What I mean.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay, glad you're here. Thanks for coming.
I've been,
yeah.
I read the post, and then I read a bit more about your book.
What's that?
About your book.
You read my book?
No, I read a bit more about the book.
Oh, okay, okay.
About the book, and I listened to your conversation a few days ago, the YouTube video.
Oh, okay.
There's resonance and sort of intuition, like, yeah.
Great.
Check it out.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Glad you're here. Thank you for coming.
I didn't even know it was meditation.
What's that?
I didn't even know that it was going to be a meditation group.
it's not really a meditation group. I mean, it was, but it doesn't need to be about meditation. Meditation is a major part of my background, and it's something that I do often. But I don't, at this point I don't even really think it's necessary for what we're doing, depending on who you are and what your proclivities are, you know. I just enjoy doing it, and so yeah, I didn't want to make this course about meditation specifically, but we will be doing a guided meditation because that's one of the ways that I like to present things, and I think that it works for me. So, and that said, I will be talking about meditation, but also much more than that. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So a little bit about my intentions for this group. The former classes that we had last year were about meditation, and a lot of the things that come with meditation and some of the traditions behind some of the traditions of meditation and how they address the issues that come up, and also the worldviews, and well, just a lot of what kind of needs to be discussed when you are embarking on a practice, a serious practice of sitting meditation, that is based in either Buddhism or some kind of Vedanta. And at this point, I'm really much more interested in exploration of consciousness and awareness And that doesn't have to be through meditation per se. But it can, and often does. I'm also really interested in the process of awakening and what is the most effective, direct, simple, and easy way that we can go about waking up. And by waking up, I mean going from the cause and effect, time, space, separation, consciousness, to unity consciousness, which in my experience is a lot better than separation consciousness. And entirely doable in this lifetime. So that's what I want to talk about, because to me that's really exciting. And I don't know who wouldn't be excited about that if they knew about it and they realized what it really was. And so if you're here, you probably have some idea of what that is. Or maybe you've experienced it before. Or maybe you experience it often and you just want to experience it more often. That might be the case with some of you. Or maybe you're experiencing it right now, I don't know. I also don't want to give you the impression that I want to change your mind about anything or change your beliefs. I'm not trying to I'm not trying to change anyone's beliefs or ideas about themselves or their worldview or whatever. What I would like to do is just present ideas that I think are worth something, and then you can decide if they're useful for you. So if I ever come across as like trying to convince you of something, it's not the ultimate intention behind that. It's more just because I'm really excited about it, and I want to explain it as best I can. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about is thoughts. Because it's something we all have in common as humans. And it seems like sometimes they can be a real problem for us. And make us kind of exhausted from all the thinking and trying to sift through all these thoughts and organize them and put the good thoughts over here in the good pile and wish all the bad thoughts over there and try to keep those separate and try to hold on to the good thoughts as much as we can and try not to go near the bad thoughts. And we might be successful at this for a little while, but it never really works out. No one has ever become a happy person just by trying to think happy thoughts. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. and So why are we trying to push away our negative thoughts? And I think it's because we think that they have the ability to hurt us or control us in some way or make us do things that we don't want to do or just put us in a bad mood. And so we're constantly trying to push away these negative thoughts. And of course, with the negative thoughts come the emotions, the negative emotions. And that's kind of the same thing with the emotions. We usually try to push them away unless we're like really consciously, you know, wanting to process them some way. Or indulge them and act out. And pushing them down and indulging them, both of those don't really work out very well for us in the end. It's not really a good solution in my experience. We can adapt a method to process our emotions, and that might work for a while. Maybe it works for you. But we can spend our whole lives just processing emotions without waking up, without really getting anywhere. We're just processing emotions as they come up. So that maybe that doesn't get us too far. But emotions and thoughts are just like clouds in the sky, or like a storm in the sky. The storm that happens in the sky could be very violent, but does it ever hurt the sky? Has the sky ever been bruised or damaged by the storm? And so it's like this with our thoughts and emotions. What we are is like the sky, and the thoughts and emotions are like the clouds and the storms and the rain, the lightning. The thoughts and emotions can only affect us if we let them. If we have an experiential understanding of what they are, then we're more able to see, like, the bird's eye view of what's happening. So the sky is space, right? It's just space. It might have different molecules floating around it, but it's, when we think of the sky, we think of space, right? And it's always there. And so that's kind of like how our mind is. Or that's how our awareness is. I don't want to say mind because then we might think of the thinking mind. So I'll just say awareness. That's what our awareness is like. It's basic space. And it's always there, it's permanent. It never goes away. But what happens within that basic aware space is everything. And when we gain familiarity with aware basic space, then we can see that whatever happens within this basic space, this ground of being, doesn't have to affect us if we don't want it to. We can just let it be, let it come and go and change as it always does. Everything changes. All phenomena are constantly changing. The problem that we have as humans is that when we identify with the things within this aware basic space, when we identify with them, then we grasp onto them, we start to hold on to them and try to make them stay the way we want them to stay, but they never do because they're always changing, because that's their nature. It's their nature to change. And so, what do we do about that? When we see that we're holding on to something, we can just relax. Whatever it is, if it's a thought or an emotion, we can relax and just recognize the essence of that, whatever it is. And we'll go more into this next time. The essence of thoughts and emotions, what that's about. I want to give time for any questions or comments about this, and feel free to speak your mind. We're not shy here. You can speak as you like, and there are no bad questions, and if you just want to comment or give your own opinion, it's fine too. If you want to add to something.
So you, where would you see the line between letting an emotion pass like a cloud in the sky and really feeling that feeling because it needs to be felt?
Okay. If you feel it needs to be felt, if that's your response to it, then that's great. I think it's a good question. It's however you want to respond to it is great. If you want to feel it, if you think it needs to be felt, then yeah, that's great. Maybe that's a good way to process it. In my experience, it's a good way to process it, but in my experience, it's much better to observe the emotion and to rest as the essence of that emotion, because then there's that closes the gap, and it, for me, it dissolves it instantly. So I don't feel like I owe the emotion anything. I don't need to indulge it. Sometimes I do, and that's fine. But I don't think it's necessary, and often it's just a lot better personally for me to just see it for what it is, to see the essence of what it is. And by doing that, also, I gain a little bit of wisdom, because I'm seeing it for what it really is. I'm seeing the essence of it instead of sort of indulging in the separation that's happening. Emotions come from separation consciousness, my experience.
Emotions
come from a problem with something out there, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's something that I want to get into in this course. And we don't need to talk about it right now. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's up to you, you know. For me, I prefer normally to do it, to see what it is, to look at it as it is, versus just to go into it and feel it. But again, like, sometimes I feel like I just want to feel it, and that's fine too. So, yeah.
I feel like for me it's also not a really clear black and white line between feeling and observing. And it's not necessarily one or the other.
Right.
It could be a mixture of both. But when you were leading the meditation and you said, come into our chest or our heart and feel, is there an emotion there? And I felt something very strongly, and then I was definitely beginning to like really feel it. And then, as you said, observe, like, I think you said observe essence, or think about what is it of, what is it made of. In that was the moment that it began to kind of dissolve. But
okay.
I felt like a combination of feeling and observing, you know?
Yeah, great, yeah, nice.
I don't know if that.
Yeah, I don't know if it really matters,
yeah.
You know. But I have noticed that it will dissolve much faster if I observe the essence of it. And it also makes it a lot easier when I see an emotion coming up. I can just, instead of letting it come up like anger or something, full-fledged, like, rise up and try to destroy my day. I can just look at the essence of it. I can stop whatever I'm doing and just look at it and just observe it. What is it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always aware basic space. So when I see that, like when I'm seeing that, actually seeing it, not thinking about that, but seeing it, you know, observing it, feeling it, then it's like, oh, I can just laugh at myself, you know, because it's not really anything, you know, that I need to worry about. So,
is there a danger of being in denial in that process?
For me, no.
No.
Because I'm really seeing it. I'm seeing it for what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not denying it. I'm not trying to get away from it.
Right.
I'm not trying to push it away. I'm not trying to change it at all. I'm just seeing it.
Yeah.
what is that? You know? And so the seeing, it's a recognition that I'm not that. And I am that. I'm not the emotion, but I am, because I'm the essence of that emotion. But the emotion is not what I thought it was when I was thinking about it. You see, it's kind of a subtle distinction. The essence of the emotion is just basic space. It's just like the sky. So it's like a cloud just dissipating and disappearing into the sky, into the blue. So, for me, that's not a problem. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Barbara.
So the question that Anna is putting, I threw it at you so many times last year.
Did you?
If you remember, yeah. And Dinesh and some of us. Because I resonate with what you're asking, you know, it makes sense to me, because I was wondering, like, why do I feel like I might be losing an opportunity to learn with this emotion? Am I pushing it away? Am I in denial? And fair enough, I think these are all good thoughts. But I also learned in the process of the Suburban Method and of what we were learning here that I like to sit with the emotion. I like to observe it from many angles, you know, observe it, feel it in my body, in images, in my mind, if it's necessary. I really try to be deep and go deep into that emotion in that moment. But eventually, this that I hear Douglas saying does happen. It happened to me many times in many exercises. It's just that you really, if you sit with it, if you look at it, and if you try to see the essence of it, eventually it's going to dilute or disappear. Of course, there will be others that will come. But I don't think there is necessarily a difference between denial or not. You know, like, you can look at it and feel it, and then just by doing that in your experience, it becomes lighter, and it's not there, so it's such a heavy weight. And because you don't identify with it. Sometimes we also want to bring it all the time. We want to bring that emotion. We feel like we need to look at it better. I need to learn something with this. You know, it's an opportunity to learn more and all that. Sometimes you just need to look at it, see what it is, and let it go. Not dismiss it. Look at it. Sit with it. But then let it go.
I think if you're able to feel into it, but not identify with it, and you're able to be that, it then also enables you to be empathetic, because you've been there, you've experienced that,
yeah.
And then when you meet someone who's been there, there is no fear in you, but you've been there, you experience the depth of those feelings,
yeah.
And therefore you can really have the love and empathy towards that person. And you're not running away at all. You're not running from it. And so, in my experience in life, I really have valued experiencing all the depths of pain, feelings, and I see them as gifts because I've actually gone through them and experienced them. I don't need to do it now, but I think it's important in one's journey to fully experience the pain as well, and the disidentify process. Yes, I agree with you, but I personally feel we have to be aware.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I don't want to devalue feeling emotions. I think it's probably really important, like you say, especially to develop compassion. And I think probably that's a lot of the reason why we're here, is to develop compassion for others. And definitely I agree with you that deeply feeling emotions is leads to that empathy and compassion. And so I don't want to belittle feeling emotions and but when we identify with the emotions, it can be problematic for us, and we can go through a lot of suffering that we don't have to go through.
Yeah.
So this is all about disidentifying from the emotion, and when we observe it, we're disidentified from it, or just observing it. It's just a phenomenon out there, just like any other phenomenon. You know, it's not. We know at that point that it can't hurt us and it can't control us, and therefore we don't have to live in a mood-based life. We don't have to live by our moods, and that changes a lot. It changed my whole life when I realized that I didn't have to live according to my moods, you know? That I could follow the flow, I could follow my intuition, and it's way more fun than being controlled by a mood. So, yeah, those are all really great comments, so thank you for adding that. And I think we'll stop here because we're over time. Those of you who want to continue coming here, you can, as you like, you can drop in as you like. The cost of drop-ins is 8, and if you come for four sessions in a row, it's 6 per class. And I hope you come for more. It's up to you, you know, yeah, it's really nice to be here with you all, and thanks for coming, and hope to see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.